Hey, everybody, and welcome to week four of the NFL and thus NFL Insights with your host, Brennan Rampe. He went 9-6 last week, getting back into the positive side. Still rather pedestrian for him. I know we're used to seeing him get double digits, but I have faith that he will bounce back. And before we even get started, say prayers up for Tua. That was a monstrous hit he took last night, and we just hope that he's okay. Brennan, pip pip cheerio. Let's start off with Vikings, quote unquote, at the Saints, even though this game will be taking place in London. So we get your favorite team off the board right away.
Yeah, I'm really excited to do that. It's early, but I wake up pretty early these days. So yeah, this will be exciting. Vikings 2-1, Saints 1-2. I was in a bad mood for most of that game against the Lions. They tried 256 yard field goals that failed and resulted in Lions touchdowns. The Lions were marching up the field all over the place. They were converting so many fourth downs. The run game was unstoppable. Goff was pretty good, but the Lions still lost that game because they failed on one of those fourth downs, and the Vikings had the lead with less than a minute left. Then Jared Goff threw an interception at the very end, so that was a thriller. But yeah, the Lions fight, so it was a hard-earned win. And the Saints, after that 1-0 start against the Falcons, it's just all gone downhill since. Jameis Winston threw three interceptions versus his old team, the Buccaneers, week two, including a pick six, which gave us all a flashback to the old Jameis Winston during his time with the Buccaneers. And then the Saints did nothing on offense all game long against the Panthers. And if not for the Falcons being the choke lords, the Saints would be 0-3 right now. And the Saints are dealing with injuries they are dealing with a lot of injuries. Jameis Winston is listed as doubtful, but honestly, he's more like out because Andy Dalton has already been announced as the starter. Wide receiver Michael Thomas is out. Guard Andrus Pete is out, and safety Marcus May is also out. And the Vikings are pretty much injury free. So I'm going to take the Vikings to win here. The Saints defense will probably keep them in this game, but it could be a defensive game. But I think the Vikings are the better team, and I think they'll win.
Okay, let's head down to Atlanta, where the 1-2 Falcons will be welcoming in the 2-1 Browns.
This is an interesting one. The Browns got the win on Thursday against the Steelers, and then got some pretty tragic news a couple of days after. Myles Garrett was involved in a car crash where he sustained injuries, but non-life-threatening injuries, and he will be okay, which is great. He's listed as questionable for this game, but if I was Kevin Stefanski, I would hold him out and not rush him onto the field after a car crash. And the Falcons got their first win of the season against the Seahawks. And the Falcons, a lot of people thought they would be the worst team in the league, but they didn't. They're not proving people right about that, because they should have beaten the Saints, and they were down 28-3 against the Rams and almost came back all the way. So yeah, the Browns lost this linebacker named Anthony Walker Jr. for the year after suffering a torn quad, and they've been without some of their other defensive ends besides Myles Garrett, Jadeveon Clowney, and Chase Winovich for a little bit. And I don't know if they're going to play. And Garrett has, I don't know if they're going to play, and I don't know if Garrett is going to play. So I'm going to assume none of them will play. And I think the Falcons have been really good on offense this year. And with Cordarrelle Patterson, Kyle Pitts, and the rookie Drake London. So the Browns seem to be favored nearly everywhere, but I'm going to take the Falcons here at home.
Whoa, going against the conventional wisdom, eh? Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to what should be a good game. The 2-1 Ravens welcoming in the 2-1 Bills. Both these teams real banged up.
Yes, they sure do seem to be. The Ravens, it's not as bad as last year. I don't think anything can be as bad as last year, but they're already being tested. In week one, they lost cornerback Kyle Fuller and tackle Juwan James for the year, as Fuller suffered a torn ACL and James suffered a torn Achilles. Then week two, they lost this linebacker named Steven Means for the year to a torn Achilles. And then just last week, they lost defensive tackle Michael Pierce to a torn bicep. So that's pretty much one with the exception of week one, they're pretty much losing one player per game for the year. And I really hope they're having better injury luck. Linebacker Justin Houston is listed as doubtful for this game, which probably means he's out, which isn't good because of the defensive, because they have lost mostly defensive players, and this second round linebacker that they took in the draft, a rookie named David Ojabo, still isn't ready to play yet after tearing his Achilles during his pro day. And the Bills are banged up themselves, particularly in the secondary. This rookie cornerback named Christian Benford isn't going to play. They signed Xavier Rhodes in free agency just a couple days ago to help their secondary, but he's not going to be playing for them. And Tre'Davious White, their great cornerback, still isn't ready yet, but that will be any week. So I don't think you're going to see too much defense in this game. I think you're going to see a shootout between the two best quarterbacks from the 2018 NFL draft, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. I've been going back and forth on this one for a while, but I think I'm going to go with the Ravens.
Okay, let's go to an NFC East showdown where the 2-1 Cowboys, led by your favorite player, Cooper Rush, will be taking on the 1-2 Washington Commanders.
It's not nothing against him personally. I just don't like the guy because he's making me angry. I remember last year it was against the Vikings. And everyone was like, this guy isn't going to win. It's his first ever start. Then he proceeded to throw for 300 yards, which really infuriated me. But that wasn't even the worst loss the Vikings had last year. Then he played against the Bengals week two, and everyone was like, he just got lucky. Then he won again. And then the Giants were injured week three, but then he won again. So he's 3-0 as a starter. And I mean, he's playing well enough. He utilizes the run game with Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard. He just hands the ball off to them. The offensive line is holding up pretty well, and the defense is pretty good still. They've got DeMarcus Lawrence, Trayvon Diggs, and Micah Parsons, and Parsons is already looking like a player. Even though he's only in his second year, he already looks like he has that TJ Watt or Aaron Donald impact on a game where you really have to game plan for him. And so yeah, Cooper Rush, he hands the ball off and makes the plays when needed to the wide receivers and tight ends. Michael Gallup has missed the first 3 weeks of the season, but he's expected to make his first appearance for this game, which will be great for the Cowboys going for this game and going forward. The Commanders started off 1-0, but then they went down big against the Lions, almost came back but failed, and then they got destroyed versus the Eagles. They allowed 9 sacks, which was brutal. It's possible the Commanders can win. I mean, Cooper Rush hasn't blown anyone out. They've always been close games in the games he's played, but he's 3-0 as a starter, and so I'm gonna have to keep going with the Cowboys until he loses a game.
Okay, and let's go to Detroit, where the Lions, who seem to be in every game at 1-2, welcoming in the 1-2 Seahawks.
So yeah, both of these teams fight. The Seahawks beat the Broncos week one in that stunner, which was a big surprise to everybody. Then the Lions' one win was against the Commanders, but in the Lions' case, in both of their losses, they fought until the very end. They really should have beaten the Vikings. And the Seahawks, when they lost to the Falcons last week, but just barely. And their other loss was to the 49ers, where they actually did get beat up a little. The Lions are dealing with some injuries. They're going to be without their kicker, Austin Seibert. That's been their main kicker this year, I believe. So I don't know who their backup kicker is. This guard named Jonah Jackson is out, but the biggest two injuries are to their main stars, their main players on offense, running back DeAndre Swift and wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown are both out. So that's no good. I think you're going to see the offense struggle as a result of this, and I still think it could be it's a toss-up, but with Swift and Amon-Ra St. Brown not playing in this game, I think the Seahawks will have the better weapons in this matchup, so I think I'm going to go with the Seahawks here.
I know that probably hurt you to say.
Kinda.
All right, let's turn our attention down to Texas, where in Houston, the Texans at 0-2-1 will be welcoming in the 1-2 Chargers. Chargers getting bit by that injury bug early.
Yeah, they are, and it's a shame to see that happen to a team. The Chargers, against the loss to the Jaguars last week, lost their left tackle Rashawn Slater for the year and wide receiver Jalen Guyton for the year. In addition to that, Joey Bosa was placed on IR with a groin injury, so he's out for at least the next 4 weeks. And wide receiver Keenan Allen has been ruled out with a hamstring injury, and Herbert seemed to have been playing the game hurt against the Jaguars, and he was taking hits and sacks, and you really should be treating your franchise quarterback with care. I probably would have held Herbert out of that game last week. So the Texans actually beat the Chargers in Los Angeles. The Texans beat the Chargers in Houston last year. And it's very possible that they could do it again. I mean, all those players I described were playing last year, and the Texans still still defeated them. So everyone seems to be picking the Chargers, but I'm going to go with the upset here, and I think the Texans are going to beat the Chargers at home for the second straight year in a row.
Wow, going out on a limb on two different games so far. All right, let's go to, I almost said Baltimore. Let's go to Indianapolis, where the Colts are 1-1-1, and they're welcoming in the 1-2 Titans. This is an important game for the Titans.
It's an important game for both of these teams because the AFC South is really wide open. I think I think anyone can win it except the Texans. The Titans should really be 2-1. They shouldn't have lost to the Giants. And the Colts had a bit of a rough start to the season. They went down big early against the Texans. Almost came back, but the game resulted in a tie instead. They lost versus the Jaguars, but they didn't have wide receivers Michael Pittman Jr. or Alec Pierce. And then they beat the Chiefs, so it's been a bit of a wild season so far. Because the AFC South is so wide open, it's games like this that will really determine who wins this division. The Titans were pretty good on offense through the first like two quarters. Then they didn't. I don't think they scored after that, but their defense did their job. Really a toss up here. This game could go either way, and it wouldn't really surprise me. But I'm going to take the Colts here because the Colts defense did a really good job at slowing down the Chiefs without Shaquille Leonard, and Leonard may or may not play in this game. And the Titans are not as good as the Chiefs offensively, so that's why I'm going to go with the Colts here. But anything could happen with this one.
All right, let's go to MetLife Stadium, where incredulously the 2-1 Giants are welcoming in the 2-1 Chicago Bears. How both of these teams are 2-1 is beyond me.
Yeah, it's a bit surprising for sure. The Bears have been mainly winning games with their defense and their running game, as the passing game has been very, very bad. And the Giants, they're 2-1 as well. They've just they've fought hard for their wins, and they've been dealing with injuries and still winning games. And they were really injured against the Cowboys, but still almost pulled it off. Unfortunately, wide receiver Sterling Shepard tore his ACL at the very end of the game. And in addition to that, wide receivers Wandale Robinson, Kadarius Toney, and defensive tackle Leonard Williams have all been ruled out. So the Giants still have some wide receivers and still have some talent on defense, but that's going to be tough. The Bears are also a little hurt, as they're going to be without running back David Montgomery and cornerback Jalen Johnson. This is once again, this is another toss-up, and I see a really defensive game, but I think I'm going to pick the Giants for the first time this year.
Okay. Let's turn our attention to the NFC East leading Eagles at 3-0, welcoming in the 2-1 Jaguars. This actually looks like it could be a game, but the Eagles really have looked unstoppable, though against maybe some inferior opponents.
The Eagles have been challenged somewhat, like that game against the Lions, which they won 38-35. The Eagles were up big at multiple points, but then they kept letting the Lions back into it. But yeah, this is a really good-looking team after after the Dolphins lost to the Bengals yesterday. The Eagles are the only remaining undefeated team in the league. Jalen Hurts has looked better and better every single year. The addition of AJ Brown is looking great already, and the defense looks great. The offensive and defensive lines are a big reason to the Eagles' success, as Hurts hasn't really been sacked a whole lot, and the Eagles had 9 sacks against the Commanders. So, yeah, this is a really good-looking team. The Jaguars are surprisingly 2-1, but I'm a little skeptic. I mean, Trevor Lawrence has looked good, but their win against the Colts was with the Colts were without Michael Pittman Jr. and Alec Pierce, in addition to linebacker Shaquille Leonard. And I think the win against the Chargers was actually a little legit, even though Herbert was playing a little hurt. Yeah, but this is a big test for sure. This is Doug Peterson will be going up against his former team for the first time, as he was the head coach of the Eagles when they won the Super Bowl. This could be competitive, but the Eagles are looking really good right now, and they're at home, so that's why I'm going to take the Eagles.
All right, let's go to Steeltown, USA, where the Pittsburgh Steelers at 1-2 will be welcoming in the 1-2 New York Jets, who will be having a change at quarterback.
Yes, I'm sure Jets fans are really excited about this. Zach Wilson, the number 2 overall pick of last year's draft, is finally going to play, which is good because Joe Flacco was not getting it done aside from a week 2 miracle win against the Browns. And the Steelers, they selected Pittsburgh quarterback Kenny Pickett in the first round just this year, but it's been Mitchell Trubisky starting the past three weeks, and he's really not been getting it done. They beat the Bengals week 1, but that was mostly because of their defense, which had 5 turnovers, and one of which was a pick 6, which resulted in points. Eventually, Kenny Pickett's going to start. I don't know when it's going to be, but if Trubisky keeps playing meh, it could be as soon as maybe after halftime of this game. The Jets have really good weapons, so do the Steelers, but I'm going to go ahead and guess that Zach Wilson might be a little rusty, so, and it's on the road too. So I'm going to go with the Steelers, but the Jets could win this one.
Okay, so you're going with the Steelers. Let's go to Carolina, where the 1-2 Panthers will be welcoming in the 1-2 Cardinals. Cliff Kingsbury on the hot seat a little bit?
Maybe. There are excuses, as Rondale Moore has missed the first 3 weeks, although he's expected to return this week. But yeah, wide receivers have been in and out of the lineup, and DeAndre Hopkins has been suspended. But yeah, not looking very good on offense, and aside from the miracle comeback against the Raiders. And defense has been pretty meh too. It was really bad against the Chiefs, but then it was good in the second half against the Raiders, and it wasn't the defense that resulted in the loss to the Rams. But yeah, I'd be concerned if they're not able to score when Hopkins comes back and everyone's fully healthy. But yeah, they're a bit weak in the wide receiver room right now. And the Panthers, they're 1-2, but they could be 3-0 right now, as they just barely lost to the Browns and they just barely lost to the Giants too. I think Baker Mayfield is better than Sam Darnold, but he's still played pretty meh so far. And an interesting statistic here is that ever since Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury joined the Cardinals as quarterback and coach in 2019. Is that they are winless versus the Panthers. They lost to them in 2019, 2020, and 2021, and a blowout every single time. In 2019, Kyle Allen was the Panthers quarterback in that game. 2020, it was Teddy Bridgewater, and then last year it was a combination of PJ Walker and Cam Newton. So they just haven't been able to figure it out against this team, and until they prove that they can beat the Panthers, I'm going to take the Panthers.
That's what we gamblers call a trend, and you're going to stick with it, sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Lambeau Field, where the 2-1 Packers will be welcoming in the 1-2 Patriots. With Mac Jones out, this looks like a rough day for the old Pats.
Yeah, there's just not much to say with this matchup. Brian Hoyer, who has been a career backup all of his career, mostly with the Patriots, is going to play this one, and he's going to try and lead the Patriots to victory at Lambeau Field, where the Packers have only lost two regular season home games under Matt LaFleur. So good luck with that. It's my lock of the week. And yeah, it's Aaron Rodgers versus Brian Hoyer. I don't think the Packers have no excuses to not win this one. And I don't think they're going to lose too many other games for the rest of the season. So yeah, Aaron Rodgers versus Brian Hoyer, lock of the week. Packers is who I'm picking.
Big?
I'd say so.
Okay. This one looks like the best 4 o'clock game to me, as it's a divisional game. The 0-3 Raiders welcoming in the 2-1 Broncos, and the Raiders absolutely have to have this win.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's only in his, despite only being in his first year as head coach of the Raiders, Josh McDaniels might be on the hot seat already. The Raiders went out and did a lot of spending. The Devontae Adams trade, and then they signed Chandler Jones to rush the passer, aside from Max Crosby. Just barely lost versus the Chargers. They should have beaten the Cardinals, but they blew a 20-0 lead, which is unbelievable. And they almost beat the Titans, but they were without Hunter Renfrow versus the Titans, and they are apparently going to be without him again. The Broncos also have a first-year head coach in Nathaniel Hackett, and the Broncos are 2-1, but they are not really looking like a good team. They lost in Russell Wilson's return to Seattle, where they really should have scored about 30 points in that game, but they had two end zone fumbles, and the Broncos just barely beat the Texans week 2, but they were without Cortland Sutton and KJ Hamler, and yeah, the fans were booing them during that game, but I didn't criticize Hackett, as Jerry Jeudy left that game and while it was going on, and KJ Hamler was ruled out before the game was even played. And then week 3, Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, and KJ Hamler were all on the field at the same time and still only managed to score 11 points, and the fans were booing them there too. So this really has not been on. The defense has been great, but this is not the offense everyone was expecting. This, with Russell Wilson and these weapons, they should be scoring over 30 points every single game. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I'd say this would probably be a good opportunity for that to happen, as the Raiders don't have Hunter Renfrow. So all the Broncos have to do on defense is just focus on Devontae Adams and Darren Waller. Just put Patrick Surtain II, the really good Broncos cornerback, on either of those two, and just try and game plan for the other one. I think it's going to be a close game, but I'm going to take the Broncos to win. I was going to pick the Raiders. That's who I've mostly been thinking about when it came to this matchup. But I'm going to pick the Broncos here.
Paul, last minute switcheroo, eh?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the Sunday night game, where the 2-1 Tampa Bay Bucks will welcome in the 2-1 Kansas City Chiefs, and this could be our last ever look at Mahomes versus Brady.
Yes, it very well could be the last time they play, unless it's the Super Bowl matchup later this year. People thought this game would be moved to Minnesota after the effects of Hurricane Ian. My thoughts are with everyone in Florida right now. And I think the Buccaneers were at the Dolphins practice facility, and this game still is on track to be played at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay. The Buccaneers just barely lost versus the Packers. They lost 14-12. They failed on a 2-point conversion, but I'm sure they would have won if they had their top three wide receivers in addition to their left tackle, Donovan Smith. Both of these teams started off 2-0. With the Buccaneers losing to the Packers, which didn't really come as a surprise because of their injury situation, but the Chiefs losing to the Colts was definitely a bit of a surprise, and they did it to themselves because rookie wide receiver Sky Moore muffed a punt that set up a Colts touchdown, and defensive tackle Chris Jones had a key unsportsmanlike conduct penalty late in the game. So one of these teams is going to go to 3-1, and someone's going to lose their second straight game in a row. And it's really hard picking against both of these quarterbacks because Tom Brady's the best to ever do it, and Patrick Mahomes has been fantastic throughout his career so far. Really, really tough, but I think I'm going to go with the Chiefs here.
Sounded like you just made that decision just now.
Well, my Chris Godwin, Julio Jones, and Donovan Smith are all questionable, and Julio Jones is extremely questionable because of his injury history. So yeah, if I knew all three of those people were playing, maybe I would pick the Buccaneers, but I'm going to stick with the Chiefs.
All right, and let's end it up with Monday Night Football, where the 1-2 49ers will welcome in the 2-1 Rams. Seem to be maybe a little bit of a mismatch on paper, but the 49ers have seemed to have the Rams number.
Yeah, this will be an interesting one to watch. This is a rematch of the NFC Championship game where the Rams beat the 49ers and became the NFC champions. And the 49ers have been dealing with some injuries. They're going to be without running backs Elijah Mitchell and Tyrion Davis-Price for a little while. And then they lost Trent Williams, their great left tackle, to a high ankle sprain. So he's going to be out for a while too. So that's not good. The defense has been as advertised. It's been really great through three games, but it was the offense that lost the game versus the Broncos. And no Trent Williams is a bit of a game-changing thing for the 49ers. The Rams don't have Von Miller anymore, but they still have Aaron Donald and Leonard Floyd, and the 49ers still don't have safety Jimmy Ward back yet. I think he will be eligible to come back after this game. So I just think the 49ers are going to continue to struggle on offense, even though they've won six straight regular season games against the Rams. I think the streak ends here. I know the Rams haven't looked all that great recently, despite being 2-1, but I think the Rams are going to get the win here.
Okay, there you have it, folks. Don't forget to follow Brennan on Twitter at PhDinNFL. Make sure you check out his work over at QBList.com, and we'll see you next time.